video clips. And there are another 35 children up in the mountains, but we didn't get to show them. So praise God. Before we start listening to the Word of God, shall we go to the Lord in a word of prayer? Hallelujah. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. We acknowledge, Lord, that you are our life giver, our creator. We bless you and we thank you for this time. Holy Spirit, we invite you right now to come to our midst and to minister, to manifest, to speak to us, to reveal your word clearly to us so that we can be hearers as well as doers of your word. We commit this time to you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Back in 1977, it was in October, I believe that was the time when I first asked the Lord to come into my life. I said to the Lord, Lord, help me. I need you. And a month after that, I was brought into a community living. There were 11 brothers. I was 20. The oldest was about 24. Youngest was about 16. And we lived together. That was in Klang. Penang is my hometown. I was born in Penang. But at the age of 20, I was in Klang or KL. And then later on went to Klang. And was living in this Christian community. Klang Baptist Church was my first church that I went to. And we were all have the same background. All of us were ex-drug addicts. And so we had to look for a job. You know, we were staying in a terrace house, single-story, two-room terrace house. And we managed to get a job in Klang Methodist Church. And for every morning for 1 month, we've got to walk our way to the bus stop. It was about 3 kilometers away. We took a bus to the church and we work in the church, have our lunch after that, and we'll take a bus home. But all of us seem to have a hole in our pocket, you know. We hardly had any spare cash. We had only perhaps $1.50 for lunch and some bus fare to travel from that part of Klang to the church. So every morning we will have our devotion, we will have our group devotion, and after that we pray and we ask the Lord, Lord, we are going to work, protect us. And perhaps give us some spare cash to buy some tidbits. And every morning when we walk to the bus stop that was about 2 or 3 kilometers away, we will first look on the ground, and as we walk, hey, there's 50 cents. Oh, there's a dollar. And it went on and on and on. Once, twice, three times. But this went on for one whole month, every day, without fail. Until so much so that five of us will be on this side of the road, the other five on the other side, and all of us will be walking on the road, looking on the floor, and then picking up. And that was how God provided. And that was my faith, my personal walk of faith in Christ. Started when I was a one-month-old Christian. And today I want to share with you about my personal walk of faith in Christ. And it could be Jeremy's personal walk of faith in Christ. It could be, Chun's personal faith, walk of faith in Christ. The last time I remembered, I shared about faith, the general faith, creative faith, sacrificial giving faith, and then lifestyle faith. Today, we are talking about my personal walk of faith in Christ. It is exciting. I'm still walking by faith in Christ. And I believe that all of us need to do that, because if we are going to please God, we cannot do it without walking by faith. We cannot do it without faith. And we need to have faith in order to please God. If you have your Bibles, can you turn with me to Mark chapter 5? We're going to look into the scripture and draw some examples about walking by faith. And then if you have your finger, put a finger at Luke chapter 8. The book of Luke chapter 8. Let me. We go to Mark chapter 5, reading from verse 24. The second part of verse 24, Mark chapter 5, verse 24, the second part. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. This is NIV version. Because she thought that if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Verse 31, "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Hallelujah. Jesus saw her faith operating and told her that because of your faith, you had been healed. There are three things I want to share about the example of this lady. The first one is found in verse 27. I want you to take a look at the verse 27. When she heard about Jesus, that is fantastic. When she heard about Jesus, and this is what I call this, the message of faith. When she heard about Jesus, that is the message of faith, because faith comes from hearing, hearing from the preaching of Christ. Or they say, hearing from the Word of God. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God, or To be exact, the Greek translation says the preaching of Christ. In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The message of faith. When she heard about Jesus, she heard the message of faith. I don't know what message are you listening to. But the message of faith is about Jesus. When I hear about message of faith, it speaks about hearing about Jesus. I remembered at one time when I was a Christian for about 3 or 4 years, I struggle a lot. I've got a pile of collections of my heavy metal rock music, pop music. I'm not saying it's a sin to listen to heavy metal rock or to listen to pop music. But then I struggle because my leader asked me to burn it. Well, I put it at the ground, the burning spot, and I was struggling to strike the match on it with a paper cover up. It was a struggle. And I tell you what, it was a bondage for me. And sometimes, we as Christians, in the morning, we do our devotion, spend about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or half an hour in our devotion, listening to the Word of God, the message of faith. And after that, after 2 hours of watching the TV program, we feel scared to go to the bathroom alone. Don't know what message we heard. The message of fear? Or sometimes when we are about to serve the Lord and the enemy, our devil, will speak to us and he will give us the message of discouragement, the message of condemnation. You know, even before I come out to preach, sometimes the enemy would like to speak to me and give me the message of condemnation. There's no more condemnation in Christ. So what are we listening to? Are we listening to the message of fear, of discouragement, of condemnation? Or are we listening to the message of Christ, the message of faith? When I was 28 years old, while doing my devotion, and spending my time, quiet time with the Lord, I heard the Lord spoke into my heart. Go to Bible school. And when I asked the Lord, Lord, which Bible school? And the Lord says, you know, I already put that in your heart. Oh, the one in USA, Bethany College of Missions, today is called Bethany Global University. Am I supposed to apply to that place? The Lord says, yeah, I already laid that upon your heart. By the way, that's where I met Jim Beckstrom and Mary Beckstrom in Bethany in Minneapolis. So I wrote the application, and then in that application, it says you got to write your testimony. Okay, so I wrote my testimony, been arrested by the police 5 times, 6 times, been sentenced to prison, been involved in drugs, and then right now I'm serving the Lord in a drug rehab center. So I sent my application to the States. And about 3 weeks or a month, I received the reply. And the reply I tore open and read, and he says, "I'm sorry to inform you that your application has been rejected. The message of rejection has been rejected." Wow, I was angry.
righteous anger, okay?
I wrote that immediately, and I wrote, "Dear Pastor Brocky," that was the principal at that time. "Dear Pastor Brocky, did you hear from God or did you hear from your feelings? Did you hear from God or did you, after reading my testimony, you reply this way? Because I heard from God telling me to go to this university, to go to this Bible school." So I wrote to him and asked him, "Please ask yourself, did you hear from the Lord or did you hear from your feelings?" I sent the letter, and immediately after, I believe immediately he received it, he's a godly man. Jim and I and Marion would know this Pastor Brocky is a very godly man. And he wrote back and said, "Yes, you're accepted." Ha! Wow! You know, because I heard from the Lord. Seriously. And so when I got accepted, I applied my visa to the American embassy. And the visa repeated the same thing. "We rejected your application." Message of rejection again. I tell you, not that I'm a hero, like the little girl. Yes, I was a hero because I believe the message of faith. But when Jesus told me that go to this place, go. I applied and I refused to accept the message of rejection. So I prayed very hard to argue with the American embassy, right? You don't know who to talk to. They just send you a letter and say your application has been rejected. So we just have to pray. And my friends and my colleagues in a ministry were concerned and worried for me. And I was happy-go-lucky because I know that God asked me to go there. And He has got to provide a way. After the school started for 1.5 weeks, the American embassy gave me a call. One of the senior counselor called me and asked me to come and see him. So I went to see him, and he said, "This is very strange. I had sleepless nights, and my mind was thinking of you. I couldn't sleep because of you." And then I said, "You know, my God is great. Because you refuse to listen to Him, that's why He caused you sleepless nights." And so I got the approval. And I can tell you, many and many a times, I received the message of faith. I received the message from the Lord. I received revelation, rhema word from God. And I acted upon it, and many times the enemy, our enemy, will try to cripple me, will try to hinder me, will try to dissuade me, will try to discourage me, and I refuse to accept that. Because I heard the message of faith, like the woman, after spending all her money, instead of getting well, talks about doctor here, the evangelist Mark, John Mark, I believe, who wrote the book of Mark, wrote, after seeing all the doctors and paying everything until she was broke, instead of getting better, she got worse. Until she heard the message of faith about Jesus. And she she grabbed hold of that message of faith. I want to draw your attention to Luke chapter 8. The same message, the same passage of Mark. It says, verse 43. "And a woman who was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Now, Dr. Luke didn't mention about doctors here because he doesn't want to smear his career. But Mark says that after seeing all these doctors, Mark says that she has suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. I'm not against doctor, okay? I still take my medical pills and I still do my food supplements. I'm not against doctor. Maybe Mark does, but not me. He says, back in verse 27, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Well, this is fantastic because if you don't examine this passage, you will think that's easy job. No? Just go up and touch the cloak of Jesus. This lady, 12 years of bleeding, after spending all the money to see all the doctors, she became worse. I want to draw your attention on, this is the NIV version. It says, a large crowd. You know how big is the crowd? It was just before Jesus fed the 5,000 people. And the 5,000 people are all just men. It mentioned 5,000 men, not including women and children. A large crowd. And if you take a look properly, this crowd is a loudy crowd. Look at it. It says, a large crowd followed and pressed around Jesus. Take a look at Dr. Luke gave a very good expression here. Dr. Luke says what? Dr. Luke says, as Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. So you got sumo wrestler there. You got Joe Frazier. Oh no, the latest. I don't know what are the latest boxer. You got so these are the rowdy crowd, and this lady, must be half dead. 12 years of bleeding, and then became worse. To fight against the odds, and this crowd are pressing against Jesus, crushing Jesus. While they are gathering. It's a mob. And this lady alone, trying, moving her way to reach Jesus. She must be fighting with the crowd. Wow. The message of faith, the motion of faith. When you move by faith, it's not always easy. It's not a bed of roses. You got to fight with the crowd. You got to fight with the cohorts of the enemy. It's going to hinder you. It's going to cripple you. It's going to bring all kinds of hindrances in your life. A lot of times people come out for prayer and ask for spiritual gifts. Okay, pray for them with spiritual gifts. And after that, what? You only hear the word, but you're not practicing. You're not putting into practice. Have you been praying for the sick? Have you been laying hands for the sick and pray for the sick? Why you come out for spiritual gifts? Have you been preaching to your neighbor? Have you been prophesizing? Have you been giving word of wisdom, word of faith? Have you been speaking in tongues? You ask for the gifts. No? How come you're not working? I'm too shy. I'm inhibited with all these people around. What if I pray already, nothing happened? The motion of faith. The lady has got to get up from a sick bed or sick situation, fight with the crowd, fight with the muscle men, and fight with the trying to reach Jesus because a group of them were crushing Jesus. She was reaching out. That motion of faith. Faith without action is what? Alive. Dead. Oh. We are not just only hearers of the word, but we want to be doers of the word. And so, what? What have you been praying? Oh, I pray for a life partner. So what? Ask her to go out for dinner. Whoa! You expect her to come and to you and say, okay, I want to marry you. No. Pray for a ministry. And then what? Sit down and wait for our Pastor Jeremy to come and invite me. Give me a red carpet to come and serve as an usher. No. You've got to go. You ask for a spiritual gift. You have got to use it. You have to exercise your gifts. Oh. Joseph's children scored 9 A's in her exams. Wow, praise God. How did you do it? By faith, trust in the Lord. No need to study. No. Study until 2 a.m. Whoa. Hey, Jeremy, you bought a new car. Wow, praise God. God provides. Wow, when you have faith in God. Wow, he didn't tell you that after school, he got to go and sell char kway teow in a night market. Pasar malam. You know, a lot of times, Christians, especially missionaries, you know, when you tell them, wow, how you managed to do this and do that, and do, all by faith, God's grace, oh God, well, he didn't tell you that you got to work like men, overtime, 16 hours a day. Faith is not just, pray fast, and then after that, God is going to drop down, or just take a pill, and then, everything happened. No. You got to work very hard. Sometimes we Christians, we like to tell people, Ricky, how you acquired 5 acres of land for the orphanage in Chiang Mai? Oh, by faith, God provides. Wow. After I go home, my wife will call me, what? God provides? You work like crazy. No, not crazy. I work very hard with the Lord by trusting in Him. We work in Him. We work with Him. Oh, we buy these handicrafts, things in Chiang Mai and bring it to Singapore, bring it to them and send it over there. We buy this property, buy that property, sell that property, this to get all the funds. And that is by faith. Yes, that is by faith. Look at the woman. She got to fight against all odds. She got to work very hard to get to touch the cloak of Jesus. And the moment she touched, she got healed. You know, in the crowd, I wonder how many of you have been to Singapore and took a bus from Singapore over to Johor Bahru. I did that when I was in Singapore. They call it visa run. So I took a bus, the public bus from Singapore, and went over to Johor Bahru. Before we went over to Johor Bahru, we have got to chop our passport at the counter, immigration counter. And after the immigration counter, you come out on Johor Bahru side. And that's when the horror struck. The bus stop has got no queue. Everyone was waiting there. And the bus from Singapore, when they passed through the causeway, everyone were chasing after. This is not like a go to the stadium football match. The door is there. It's stationed there. Everyone walked towards the door. No, this one is the bus. Yeah? They opened the door, and the bus will be moving around there, and a crowd will be looking after the door of the bus, and I was in the middle of the crowd, you know. Wow, that crowd carried me. Wow, I don't even have to move my legs.
No, the crowd moved this way. The bus moved this way. The crowd moved that way towards the door of the bus. And everyone walked in and rushed in. There's no single file, no queue. Everyone was aiming for the door and chasing after the door of the bus. And that was the crowd we are talking about. And when you are flowing in faith in the Lord, when you're flowing by faith in the Lord, when your motion is by faith in the Lord will carry you in His Spirit. You will be energized with a special energy. You'll be given that ability. You know, you cannot sing. You know, I got one former staff. She came when she was 19 years old. And fantastic. I tried her, tested her many times. Okay, Ann, you lead the worship. She could hardly play the guitar. She took the guitar and she will strum her way, whether it's the right chord or the wrong chord. She will do it and she will sing and she will lead. Ask her, Aunt, can you do the Bible study? Oh, she will do it. No, never been to Bible school. She will do the Bible study. Aunt, can you lead the group to do the witnessing? She will lead the group and go witnessing. And she did it by faith. Did she struggle? Yes. Nobody taught her to play the guitar. She just see and then she just learned by herself and was willing to so-called make a fool of herself in playing the guitar and leading the worship. But she will do it. Today she's completed her Bible school. She's serving the Lord full-time in some churches and doing very well. Because she heard the message of faith and the motion of faith. She is a doer of the Word of God. Lastly, Mark chapter 5. Reading from verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, the message of faith, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, the motion of faith, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. The mindset of faith. Her whole mindset is Christ-centered. If I were to touch, she thought of Christ. She thought of how she can touch. And if she were to touch the cloth of Christ, she will be healed. If I were to lift up the name of Jesus, all men will come to Him. If I were to do this for the Lord, for the Lord, and many will come to know the testimony of my venture for the Lord. The mindset of faith. And the mindset of faith is always with Christ. If I were to touch his clothes, I will be healed. Now, Romans 12, chapter 2 talks about do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. We need to renew our mind. We need to tune our mind into the tune of the Word of God. Don't say, I cannot do it, because the Word of God says, I can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Don't say, I cannot afford to go for mission trip, because the Lord says, now He is your provider. He will supply all your needs in Christ for His glory. He will be your supplier. So if you want to have a venture in anything for His glory and you don't have money, I tell you what, come and see me. My father is loaded. Really loaded. My father is loaded. Jeremy's father is also loaded. anyone here who is sharing the same father as me, as my father, we are all loaded. So if you say that, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that, I got no money. You're cursing yourself, man. That's not a message of faith, man. That's a message of doubt. I want to go to this country to serve the Lord for 1 month, for 2 weeks. But I cannot do it. I'm limited. Of course you're limited. Because your mindset is that, oh, I'm poor, I cannot afford, I cannot do this, I don't have the ability, I don't have the experience, I am alone, I cannot do it. Who says you're alone, you cannot do it? You got a family of God. You don't have to do it alone. Now Christ in you, the hope of glory is in you. You can do it. You know, if I look back in my walk of faith in Christ, I don't think I can touch 1,000 children. I don't think I can touch hundreds of drug addicts in Malaysia, because we started in 1978, Christian Care Center. And they produced so many other branches, not under the same name, but under different names, but they are all from the same people, from the same center. There's no point for me to speak more, because what's important is in His Word. This is your answer. I don't have all the answers, but the Word of God has all the answers. If your personal walk by faith in the Lord Jesus, you will have all the answers. But the problem is, are you listening to the message of faith? Or are you listening to the message of your emotions? Or are you listening to the message of the Korean TV series? Or are you listening to the message of condemnation, of lies, of discouragement? Or are you listening to the message of Christ? The message of Christ. The motion of Christ. Are you acting out from what you have listened? The Word of God says. When someone challenges you, okay, we have a mission trip this end of the year. We are going to Chiang Mai Christian Care Corner Orphanage in Chiang Mai. How many of you want to do? Oh, wait, Pastor, I'll pray about it first. Certain things you don't have to pray. It's a commandment. It's a, you know, God says, go into all nations and preach the word and baptize them in the name of, you know. So these are commandments. You don't have to pray about it first. No, you can say, wait, let me check my itinerary. Let me check and see whether, okay, that's, I can accept. But if you say, let me pray about it, there's certain things you don't have to pray about it. To be a witness of Christ, oh, let me pray about it. To share the gospel to another person, to your neighbor, let me pray about it. These are the things that you don't need to pray. Really, it is a commandment. It is something that God asks you to do it. And then, the mindset of faith. Are we thinking on the mindset of faith? The mindset of faith is very important, because here, the lady thought. She thought to herself. In Luke, it says that she spoke to herself. Or Matthew, she says she spoke to herself. The message of faith in her thought. In other words, you know what it says? She strategized. She planned ahead. She already thought about it already. How am I going to get to Jesus? Now I know I get to Jesus, then I will be healed. And how to do that? How to strategize in that way? How to plan out in that way that I will get the healing? How do I plan out how to get the victory? How do I plan out how to get my neighbor saved? How do I plan out to get my relatives get to know and hear the word of Christ? No, I know that they won't come to church. So how do I do that? How do I plan to do that? So here it says, the lady said, if I were to touch the clothes of Jesus, I will be healed. So the planning is very important. It's not, no, faith is not just, pray about it, fast about it already. Then what to do? Wait. You know, I've got friends who are waiting until 50 years old, still cannot get a wife. They pray, and then ask this one to pray, that one to pray, ask pastor to pray, lay hands, and then still not moving. Still didn't plan anything to invite anyone out for dinner. Yeah? So it's very important. The message of faith. I believe every one of us can hear that message of faith when we come to church. Now, if the church is preaching from the Word of God, of course I know some churches don't preach from the Word of God, they preach from their own ideas. You know? Then the motion of faith, you have to act it out. If you ask the Lord for it, you know, you have got to, if you ask the Lord for good results in your exams, you've got to study on for it. If you ask the Lord that you want to buy a new house, you got to work very hard for it. And trusting the Lord to provide, yes, you got to work very hard for it. You know. Then you got to have a mindset of faith. You got to plan. You got to look. You got to think. You got to strategize. And then, healing took place. Now, you see, my conclusion is here. My conclusion is that immediately, in verse 29, immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched me?" And Peter was standing there and said, "But Jesus, you're asking stupid questions. So many people around crushing you, you're pushing at you, and you're asking, who touched you?" But this touch is a different touch. This touch is a touch of faith. This touch is a touch where you believe that when you touch Jesus, the power of Jesus will release upon your life. I do not know what you need the Lord to touch you in your life. But this one is the other way around. Not that he touched me. Oh, yes, he touched me. Now this one is God. You touch him. You go forward and touch him by faith, believing that if you touch him, if you call upon him, if you reach out to him, he's going to change that situation in your life. If you reach out to him by faith, working by faith, hard work, it's not just work crazily, but work smart. Work smartly. Work with wisdom in the Lord. And he will turn the situation around for his glory. And here, after that, you know, it is for his glory. You see, when Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" Verse 32, but Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembling with fear told him the whole truth and nothing but the truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from all your suffering." So there's tremendous. When you receive your victory, you honor Jesus. There's so many people touching Jesus. When this woman touched Jesus and miracles happened and healing took place and the power of God was released upon her, she gave glory. Jesus stopped and wanting everyone to see and to know that it is from Him, and the woman owned up and gave the testimony that she was the one who touched Jesus and she was the one who is healed. And today, that's why we have this message. The lady who has hemorrhaging for 12 years got healed because she reached out to touch Jesus. Today, I do not know what He wanted Him to do, but today, are you willing to reach out to touch Jesus? Are you willing to go ahead and you know you are not qualified, you're not capable, you don't have that ability, but you are willing to serve Him. And you're willing to go and say, yes, Jesus, I will do it. I'm going to reach out to touch you and let the power, that anointing of yours release upon my life. And I'm going to make an impact for your kingdom. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Father, we know that there are so many of us here, and every one of us has got a need or has many needs in our lives. And that need, those needs can be can we do it on our way, on our own way, or can we do it in your ways? So, Lord Jesus, this morning, we want to reach out just like that woman who was suffering for 12 years and nobody was able to heal her or help her. She reached out. By faith, she received that message of faith. She moves by the message of faith. And she thinks by the message of faith in you, Lord Jesus. And reach out to you and receive your healing. You intervene. Receive your power, that ability to do the job. That ability to bring peace in the family. That ability to be able to share your word. The gospel of salvation through Christ. So Lord, you see our needs. Release the power of yours. In every need of ours. For we ask all these in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor Ricky. I think we should just spend a short while just reflecting on what the Lord has spoken to us through Pastor Ricky. Just take this time, and then in a while we're going to be singing a song in response. Just take this time to be with the Lord. How important it is for us to not just be impressed or to be entertained by what we have heard, but to allow the Word of God to really sink into our hearts and spirits and to bring about that fruit of righteousness, the fruit of obedience, which the Lord so desires to see in us. invite you all to stand as we sing this song. The power of God's love to be able to transform us, the power of His Word to change us and to renew our minds. Lord, I come to You. Lord, I come to You. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from Your grace,
flowing from the grace that I found in You. Lord, I come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be swept away by the power of Your love.
Hold me close. Says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Many times I struggle to believe. Even though the Lord has spoken clearly, I allow that message of grace, that message of faith, to be silenced by the message of doubt and unbelief, the message of condemnation. Today I believe the Lord has spoken. Today, I believe that the Lord has reminded you of the word He has released to you into your hearts and into your spirits that you have yet to act upon. Today, step out in faith. Today, reach out and just say to yourself, to your heart, to your spirit, to your soul, if I just touch Him, then the power of the Lord will be released. If I step out, I can walk on water. If I step out in response to God's word in obedience, then I can feed the 5,000. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So today, my brothers and sisters, we have heard the message of faith. And there can be only one response: to take that step of faith, that leap of obedience. Father, we so desire to please You. I believe every one of us so desire to please You. In our hearts, we want to do that which pleases You. But many times we are held back because we are fearful. We are held back because Satan beats us down and reminds us of our failures and tells us we will never amount to anything because we have sinned, we have failed. Because we lack wisdom, we lack knowledge, we are incompetent. Today I pray, Lord, You will silence that voice, those voices. And God, Your message will ring clear. Grant us that grace, O Lord, to step out. Help us, help those of us who are struggling, Lord. Today, Lord, let there be a breakthrough. Today, let everything be different. So, Lord, whatever decision You require of us, having heard Your word, I pray You will help us to make. And help us to persevere in faith, believing that God, as we honor you with our obedience, you will in turn show us great things, Lord, that you will do with those who believe. Thank you, O Lord, for the work of Pastor Ricky and Lei Huan. I pray, O God, that you will bless the ministry of Care Corner Orphanage Foundation. I pray that you will multiply the work of their hands. You will prosper everything they do in faith, O Lord, for your glory. That God, young lives will continue to be touched. The children will know of the hope they can have in Jesus. And that God, that they will be raised up, O Lord, to serve you, to build your kingdom, O Lord, and to bring your message to their friends and to their families, O Lord, and to the people that you will bring across their paths. I pray, God, that you will grant them good health and strength, O God. You will provide even more abundantly for greater works that you want to do through them. So, Lord, we ask that you bless them, O Lord. We ask that you bless us now, Lord, even as we dismiss from this place, O God. May your face continue to shine upon us. May your favor be abundantly poured upon us. May you empower us to live by your Spirit and walk by your Spirit, to be your witnesses, O Lord, to be that city on the hill, O God. Help us to operate in faith, O Lord, right from the moment we step out, O Lord, every day of our lives, to operate in faith in you. Thank you, O Lord, for meeting with us. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.